Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Tom from Tacoma is. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tom has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which fruit is the primary ingredient in a pina colada?
Pineapple?
Correct. What is the name of the currency used in Japan?
Yes.
Country singer Morgan Wallen was recently arrested for throwing what piece of furniture off a rooftop?
A desk, a chair, a table.
Chair, yes. The Ballad of Songbird and Snakes is the prequel to what Jennifer Lawrence films?
Hunger Games.
Yes. Once you pop, you can't stop is the slogan for what brand of chip?
Lay's.
No.
Pringles.
Yes. What singer has the hit songs Can't Hold Us and Thrift Shop?
Oh, no idea. Taylor Swift, Madonna.
No. The dance samba originated in what South American country?
Brazil. Argentina.
Yes, Brazil. Who voices the title character in the movie Megamind?
Oh, Kelsey Grammer?
No.
Pass.
How many total ribs are there in the typical human body?
7, 8, 9.
No. Tom, you got 6 correct. I kind of like how you played, though.
He was like rapid firing off the answers. I liked your style a lot, Tom.
Yeah, even if it was just guesses, at least he had 3 to go to really fast.
Yeah.
And some of them were correct.
He understood the ticking of the clock.
He sure did. I have a feeling Steve's still going to win, though.
I love the faith.
Oh, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
It's reluctant faith, but I still love the
very
faith.
Very reluctant. Yes. Which fruit is the primary ingredient in a pina colada?
Pineapple.
Correct. What is the name of the currency used in Japan?
Would you have taken coconut as well?
No.
Okay, just wondering. Yen?
Yes. Country singer Morgan Wallen was recently arrested for throwing what piece of furniture off a rooftop?
A chair.
Yup.
An idiot.
The Ballad of Songbird and Snakes is the prequel to what Jennifer Lawrence films?
Hunger Games.
Yes. Once you pop, you can't stop is the slogan for what brand of chip?
I'm going to go with potato chips.
No.
Pringles.
Yes.
Let's go.
What singer has the hit songs Can't Hold Us and Thrift Shop?
Debbie Macklemore.
You know it. The dance samba originated in what South American country?
Samba land.
No.
Spain?
No.
Argentina?
No. Oh. Who voices the title character in the movie Megamind?
Will Ferrell.
Yes. How many total ribs are there in the typical human body?
6.
No.
9.
No.
12?
No. What is the capital of Ireland?
Ireland City?
No.
Kathy?
No. Oh. You're going to be so mad when you find out the answer.
Dublin.
There we go. Oh, it is Dublin. But it doesn't matter because you got 7 correct, which is a win, barely 7-6. So close, Tom.
Oh, well.
Oh, well is right.
Real quick, though. You said, would you have also accepted coconut? Is a coconut a nut, not a fruit? Or is it a different kind of species? What is a coconut?
I don't think it's a fruit.
It's not a fruit?
I don't know. Well, I'm confused because it's got nut in the name.
But it grows on trees.
Yeah, but I mean...
Don't all nuts grow on trees?
Why are you asking us these
questions? Do all fruits grow on trees, though?
No.
Why?
Oh, my God.
No.
We're idiots.
Coconut is a fruit.
Well, mind
it
you.
It is a fruit?
Yeah. I thought it was. I mean, it just felt like it would be a fruit.
Coconut
is a
fruit.
They put nut in there.
Not a nut. Why would you consider the coconut as part of the nut family? Like almonds and cashews and peanuts?
It says nut in the name.
Well, I mean, that doesn't matter.
Well, then isn't technically like a peanut not a nut? It's a legume.
Legume.
I don't have enough marijuana on my system because I have zero marijuana in my system to handle this conversation.
Wow, so maybe the answer would have been pineapple or coconut. Wow, Steve, look at you. So smart over there.
In all fairness, I'm not very bright when it comes to that stuff because my daughter asked me yesterday what's my favorite vegetable, and I said apple. And she looked at me like I was the biggest moron. And I realized rather quickly that was not the right answer.
She's smarter than you already.
She already is. She's like, that's not a vegetable. That's a fruit. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I need sleep.
One that you got incorrect, that Tom got correct, the samba is originated from Brazil.
Brazil.
And then how many total ribs are there in a typical human body?
8?
No. You said 12.
14.
24. Oh.
You got to double the 12
on each side?
Yeah, that's a lot of ribs, isn't it?
Danny's like, enough with this nonsense.
Yeah.
You both felt 14. So confident.
I started like touching myself and counting.
I know.
1, 2, 3.
Carry the 1.
Yeah, there's 24 ribs. So congratulations, Steve. Yeah.
Wonderful work. Wonderful work.
The Daily Migs Show.
Variety recently did a profile on John Williams, the composer, who, by the way, turned 92 this year.
He's 92.
He's still with us, still rocking. I'm not sure how much composing he's doing at 92.
I know we had a massive debate over the best cereal, but I feel like people could probably get into a pretty spirited debate about the greatest movie soundtrack scores that he put together. I mean, the dude is just, he's crushed it.
Jaws, Star Wars, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park.
Harry Potter?
Yes.
I'm not a Harry Potter head, so.
Are you
Harry Potheads or Harry Potter heads?
I don't know. They're non-muggles, I know that.
Yeah. So what's the Harry Potter? Is this it right here?
Yes.
Oh, so this was him.
Yeah.
Well, you can't knock it out of the park every time, I guess. Did it get better?
When I was in, middle school, we actually performed like a John Williams medley where we did like the theme to Jaws, we did the theme to Star Wars, we did the theme to Jurassic Park.
Your school band?
Yeah, our school band did like kind of a tribute to his work. And that was 20-something years ago.
That seems pretty ambitious for a high school or
it was
a school.
Awesome. Well, we were very talented musicians.
Great. I would like to talk to the parents and see what they thought of it.
So in this article that Variety put together, Harrison Ford actually revealed how hard it is for him to escape the Indiana Jones theme. He said it follows him around wherever he goes.
This is a good theme.
Epic.
This might be, this has to be a top 5 for John Williams.
So Harrison Ford said, quote, "As I often remind John, his music follows me everywhere I go. Literally, when I had my last colonoscopy, they were playing it on the operating room speakers."
Okay, I think that's hilarious.
That's amazing.
Somebody has a good sense of humor. Probably a lot of the doctors do, but I never thought about that they play music while they're performing anything.
No, I wouldn't think that at all. Is that normal?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Have you had a colonoscopy yet?
I need to go get one, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, especially after this conversation. Can we pick a song to play while we're getting a call? Did he wake up and he heard the Indiana Jones theme song?
I would think so. You know, it's funny. Like, I'm just being reminded of, like, when I went in to have my baby, and I was like, yeah, we should have, like, a special playlist. And then the last thing I wanted was to hear any music at all.
not
feeling
it. I did
not want, nope. I'm like, don't, just, I, it's not going to distract me. It's just going to annoy me.
It's kind of like when you get stressed while driving, you have to turn your radio off because that somehow makes it less stressful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking now. I don't need this music.
I have to turn this down.
I think I got the ultimate song to play if I'm getting a colonoscopy.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you guys could guess what it is.
The Butthole Surfers.
That's right. That's the band name. The song's Pepper. The band's called The Butthole Surfers.
That's perfect.
Right?
I mean, I think when you do go get your colonoscopy, that should be your request.
Can we make... I know when I go into a float tank, I can request a song.
What?
I don't know if I can request a song at a colonoscopy.
What if they played your walk-in music from when you wrestle?
That would be pretty awesome.
I mean, that's like, that's essentially what Harrison Ford was dealing with.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Would that be yours?
No. I was thinking for you, man.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I hate to admit this, but I have had a colonoscopy.
You had? Did you listen to?
They did not ask what I wanted to be played. And I'm bummed out that they didn't.
But when you get a colonoscopy, they put you all the way out, right?
Oh, absolutely. The last thing I remember, they were like, what are you going to eat after this? And I was like,
because you're starving because you've had to empty your pipes.
Yes.
That's crazy.
You got to drink that stuff that's like chalky, right?
Yep. Yep. A lot of it. I was up all night drinking it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want to do one.
But
I want to do it with like Danny. Like we both go together. And then we have like a mobile podcast studio set up and then record a podcast after we do it. Because I hear you say like the dumbest S when you come through. And sometimes it's just like ridiculous stuff or just like stuff where you're like, what the hell are you saying? Like, what's coming out of your mouth right now? And it's just like, because you're not 100% back yet.
Of course not.
And I think it would be hilarious if two people got a colonoscopy at the same time. This would be good team bonding.
Yeah.
You guys could come too.
I'll drive you guys. You have to have a driver.
Yeah,
I'll
would
be
say,
the driver.
And we would be the filmers.
Because
we would film you two.
You could be our producers of the colonoscopy podcast.
That's honestly one of my favorite parts about when my husband has gotten his two colonoscopies now, is they put the pictures together of the insides. And I'm like, I kind of liked to look at...
Like a scrapbook?
Yeah. I mean, not like a scrapbook, but like, you know, in your My Chart or whatever, they give you like a printout of all the photos of your
innards. Yeah, I'm not clicking on that link.
So wait,
it's kind of fun to look at.
In your mind, is this podcast a reoccurring podcast?
Yeah, we have to do it every week. No, every week we have to get a colonoscopy because, you know, in order to have a popular podcast, you have to do it every week.
And then what we'll do is we'll post the photos and you have to guess whose bowels they are, Steve's or Danny's.
No, see, not Taryn. Let the boys talk here. We're not going down that road. That's just crazy talk. All right, maybe we do it monthly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, deal. Right,
maybe it's a once a year podcast. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
And plus, but then you don't just drop us off. You have to sit there the entire time. Like that's it's like almost asking somebody to help you move. Like you're stuck with them for all day.
Do you think they'd let us into like the room and we could wear the scrubs and the hairnet and all that and be part of it?
You want to watch it actually happen?
Well, like in
the screen.
We need
to take video.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just taking video after you guys. I don't really want to take video of it happening.
Now we need to find like a colonoscopy clinic. Is that what I don't know, like the colonoscopy place that will allow us, Danny and I, to go together. I don't know if they do like, you know, tandem colonoscopies.
But you know what I'm thinking? It's very important.
Imagine us both in the same room.
It's very
important. Holding hands.
It's very important to elevate, you know, how critical it is to take care of the human body. So I feel like this is a very good, PSA. Get your colonoscopy.
This might be one of those ideas that just kind of like lie there on the idea room and never get picked back up again.
The Daily Migs Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Our contestant this morning is Brian in Tacoma. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
So you've got to get both of these songs right to win. And that first one, you're going to be on your own. The second one, and this is where you could get shook, a member of our show at random must get it right for you. If not, you will lose. So let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Oh, it's on Taryn. Is it going to stay on Taryn? Oh, it is going to stay on Taryn. Dude, yeah. You complain so much. Now I feel like this entire thing is weighted towards you all the time.
For like weeks, I couldn't get it to land on my name. And now I've had like four or five.
I think it might be five in a row.
Oh, yes.
Or close to it.
All right, Brian, let's do this. Are you ready for your clip?
Yep, I'm ready. Oh, okay. I think I know that.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah. Yeah, it's POD, Youth of the Nation.
Great song.
That is a great jam. All right.
I love how you just knew it.
Brian, it's my turn, and I'm going to do my best for you, buddy, all right?
All right, we got this.
Oh, I got it. She looks so scared.
Okay, play that again.
Play it again, because Brian could give you a hint.
Brian, this is not good, my friend. I have no idea what that is.
Brian, do you need help giving her a hint?
I'm having trouble. It's so hard to hear over the phone line. It's easier on the radio.
Mm.
Fair. That is part of the disadvantage.
Daniel, will you play it one more time for Brian and I? Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you a hint for the band. The band is more known for their song, Last Resort.
Oh!
Oh.
So it's Papa Roach.
Don't talk to me like that.
It's Papa Roach.
Okay, yeah, say it with your chest.
It's Papa Roach.
Thank you.
What word is that? Are you hearing the word?
I am not hearing the word.
Man,
I'm
I hear it plain as day. Yeah. Oh, you want me to give you a hint for the song?
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay. I'm not going to go rhymes with, don't worry. But I want to see Brian getting these tickets. He knew his. And I don't want Taryn to fail him like she's currently doing.
Sorry that I'm not the biggest Papa Roach fan.
I am a massive Papa Roach fan, I'll be honest with you. I love that freaking band. After you get cut.
Is it Scars?
Oh, I think that's it.
Boom.
Is it?
There we go.
Sarah knows
I don't even know the words to the song.
Much. The scars remind something, what she said.
Brian, thank God they came through for me, buddy, because I would have been lost. I never would have gotten that.
Man, it's new metal day.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Brian.
Right on. Thank you.
I like Brian's voice, too.
Yeah.
He's got a really good one.
That's what's up.
I could listen to him talk all day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
Anytime.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rolling Stone magazine just put together a list of artists who have had a farewell tour only to come back shortly thereafter.
I'm curious to see which ones we've seen.
like the actual farewell tour or the before the farewell tour?
Either one. If we've ever even, because I'm sure, I'm not even seen the list, so I'm wondering if any of the bands are still touring or if they've actually finally said we're done.
Okay, I'm going to play you the audio.
Okay.
And you tell me the artist.
Got it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on!
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Of course.
I just saw these guys on their final end of the road tour, Kiss.
So their first final show.
I was there for.
In 2001?
Oh, I was there for the reunion one in 96. When they finally got back together with the makeup and Peter and Paul joined the band again. I saw them in Albany. I was in college and that was amazing with my buddy Josh. But yeah, I've seen them every time they've come to Seattle.
All the finals.
So I definitely have seen, except for like when they did the Gorge. I didn't go to that one. But yeah, I definitely saw their first of the 20-year-long farewell tours.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they did, it was that final show in 2001, years until they went on tour again for a farewell, 1 year.
Oh, so they only took a year off?
They took a year off. Farewell, just kidding, we're back, 1 year later. Maybe that might be the record.
That's hilarious.
All right.
But that's on brand for Kiss.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know, for some reason in my heart, I feel like they are done. But there's still part of me that's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they do like a Vegas residency. Like, yeah, we're not touring. We're only playing in one place. You have to come see us.
I could definitely see that being on their to-do list.
Because that hologram thing that they're trying to push, I don't think that's going to fly.
I'm not interested in that.
I'll go see it for free.
Okay. Next artist. Rocket Man, burning
out the fuse I've ever known. I've never seen Elton John.
Me either.
I kind of want to. Is he still touring? Or didn't he just do his farewell tour?
I think he might have just wrapped it.
It's 2024, the year of farewell tours that aren't really farewell tours, or are we actually done now?
His first final show, Elton John performed in 1977.
Wait, he was calling it quits back in the 70s?
Yes, and then he waited a full 2 years before getting back to it.
And here we are 40 years later, almost 40 years later, no, almost 50 years later.
It's crazy.
And he's still doing a farewell tour.
Yeah. Next artist.
I have never seen Ozzy Osbourne live.
Me either.
Which is kind of crazy when I think about it. I've been to Ozfest.
Oh, wow. I was just going to ask.
And I don't know why. Maybe I was there and I blacked out or something. Like, I don't remember ever seeing Ozzy Osbourne live. I've seen so many of his live performances. When I was a kid,
sure.
I had VHSs up the yin-yang of his live performances. And I don't know why. It's just never happened.
I've never seen him either. So when he does put these, I mean, he says he wants to get out and tour a couple more dates and say goodbye to his fans and thank them for all these years. So if that happens, hopefully there's something close enough to Seattle so we can have a field trip.
But I say that all the time. Like, oh, this is the time I'm going to go see him. And then something happens where it's on a weeknight or I've got something else going on, like, or maybe too many things happening in the week. And I'm just like, I'll go see Ozzy next time. He's going to live forever.
He did his final show in 1992 and then 3 years later was back to it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens in 2024.
Nice. He actually took 3 years off, which is more than the rest of these artists so far.
Seriously. Next artist.
Yeah, baby. Motley Crue.
I did go to this farewell tour in 2015.
I've seen, I think, all of their farewell tours. They even signed a contract saying they were done and broke the contract.
They came out and ripped it up.
I love that.
You know what's actually really funny is I've only seen Motley Crue and Kiss one time. It was when they toured together.
That's perfect. Hilarious.
In Albuquerque. And it was, the weather was so bad, Motley Crue had to get off stage because the lightning might have struck. And it was, I just remember Tommy Lee, he kept his microphone on.
I remember him. The video went viral.
Yeah, he was just backstage just talking trash to the entire crowd and being like, we just want to be out there. We don't care. And of course, with a lot more expletives. Yep.
If
we
screw the effing fans.
Yeah.
We're a rock and roll band.
He wanted to be out there. Oh, such a good show, though.
Dude, that was my first ever concert, and I almost wish, I don't know if it'll happen, like, obviously, I think they're getting close to being fully done, but wouldn't that be amazing if, like, my last ever concert was Motley Crue?
It could happen, you never know.
Okay, that's a little too messed up.
Well, but you know, it could be
the
years from now.
The lightning strike.
Oh, wow.
Well, so they waited a full 6 years after that farewell tour in 2015 to get back to it.
They were men of their word for 6 years.
For sure. Here's one that's very current.
Oh, here's the Slayer you were talking about. Just like Ozzy, never seen him live. And I'm going to try. I have to make it happen.
They're fantastic. That's like the big four, you know, thrash metal. You got to see it. 2019 was the final show that they played a handful of years. That's 5 years ago now. And then they just announced that they're back to it.
And I know they obviously don't have the original members. Some of them are no longer with us. Others are just not in the band anymore. But I would go. I'd have no problem going to see
Heck
them.
Heck yeah.
Because they got Tom Araya and Kerry King, the two main guys.
Yep.
They're still up there.
And they've got, I think they have a handful of festival dates so far. I don't know if there's going to be like a full-on tour that follows that, but we'll definitely keep
once
it posted.
Once they cash those checks and realize that people still want to go see them, I think they're going to do a full-on tour.
One final artist, Steve. This one's for you.
Tina Turner, baby.
And you had a major crush on her back in the day.
She was one of my first ever girlfriends, if you know what I mean. She didn't know this, and it's probably best she doesn't.
She played her first final show in 2000, and then 8 years later was back to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's not. Is she with us still?
No.
I didn't think so. She passed away last year. I was going to say there's obviously no chance to see her. I couldn't remember. Sometimes you just, so many celebrities have come and gone, and that's not very touching. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good.
No, she had the hottest legs and best shoes.
And what a performer. I know even like the Grammys, they did a tribute to her. Was it Fantasia?
Yes.
And it was so damn cool hearing those songs performed again.
Absolutely.
Never saw her live again as well, though.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
I am a very gullible person, Steve Migs. Are you a very gullible person?
More often than not, no. But there are times where I get caught for being gullible, and I get so mad at myself. I'm like, I couldn't believe I fell for this. And it happened this morning to me.
This morning?
Yes, thanks to our drunken charge, Ryan Castle. Because sometimes he'll send me these cool, like all of us do. Like, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people do it also. You see a cool video on Instagram, and you just send it to your buddy, direct message it. My wife does it to me all the time. And it's like, so I see this thing that he sends to me, and it says something to the extent of like Kurt Cobain, someone involved with Kurt Cobain's life reveals never before heard vocals on an unreleased Nirvana song. Now, I got extra excited because yesterday I went down the wormhole on YouTube and I watched a video on the making of Nevermind, and just I was fascinated to find out that there's only one song that they use a click track as a drummer nerd, like that's to help you stay on time. And it was, I can't remember which song it was offhand now, but it might have been Lithium. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But I was shocked that most of the songs were just Dave Grohl being a damn human metronome. Like, he's that damn talented. But so my ears perked up when I was like, oh, crap, more Nirvana stuff. And so Ryan sends this to me, and I watched the video, and it's of Butch Vig, the producer, talking about a song, what sounds like a song that we haven't heard before. And I'm like, oh, we got to play this on the radio. And this is what I get. Nope, you gotta pull it up, actually.
After we cut the basic take, I wasn't really happy with the sounds, and we went back and overdubbed a clean sound on the intro with Kurt's vocal. Now, they're not all equal volume, but at points in the record they come up, or points in the song they come up and are blended and panned to give it a very kind of almost orchestral sound with the guitars. I'll play the intro here. This is what it sounded like with Kurt's vocal on the in the clean guitar.
Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper.
I wanted to punch Ryan so bad.
BK, have it your way.
Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper.
Maybe Kurt Cobain had been like using the vapor or something like that, you know, like the vapor treatment before you sing. Sounded great.
I was so sad.
Very
sad
rich.
Because I got so excited about more Nirvana stuff because I've been on a Nirvana kick recently. And then on top of it, for being duped.
Oh, Ryan Castle, the drunken charge.
I hate him.
Do you have a favorite Nirvana song that you can share with us?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd have to say my favorite of all the Nirvana songs would have to be this one.
Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today's your day, Taryn Daly, to eat a Big Mac.
I still haven't done it.
Well, today's the day. It's McDonald's Day.
Okay. Should I do it and report back?
please.
All right.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow at this time as we get a full-on report from Taryn Daly about her Big Mac experience. Probably
I'm nervous.
Not.
I'm nervous.
It's also Jackie Robinson Day, so a lot of the baseball teams, of course, will be showing some love for the great Jackie Robinson. And also, if you haven't done so yet, what are you waiting for? It's tax day.
Or just get that extension filed.
Fine. So there's a woman who, well, this actually kind of ties into some taxes, as you'll find out as I talk about this. She left over $1,000 tip at a taco restaurant in Florida because, not because of good service, not because she was trying to do a good deed. She actually thought she was going to be swept up in the biblical rapture on the day of the eclipse. So she's like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to use this money, so I'm just going to give it to the server who is giving me my food over at a taco restaurant. Here's the thing. Spoiler alert. She wasn't swept up by the biblical rapture, and she's still alive, and now she wants her money back.
Sorry.
Right? Well, according to one of the servers, they had like a long thing that they put up on like Reddit talking about what happened. She said that the woman tried to say that the tip was fraudulent and that they tampered with it. And like, lady, we did not tamper with it. It was one of those portable credit card readers where you hand it over to the woman. She then typed in the amount that she wanted to tip because it was a custom amount. So you can't even accidentally leave a $1,000 tip. So they're just like, and also they're like, look, we've already gotten paid. Taxes have been taken out. We don't have that money anymore. Sorry, lady. Maybe next time you get swept up by the biblical rapture.
This scam is making the rounds again, Rockaholics. Be very careful. If you pick up the phone and it's just someone asking, can you hear me, you should hang up.
Yeah, my mom sometimes when I call, she's like, can you hear me? I just hang up on her.
Sorry, Mom.
No.
It could be a scam where they're trying to get you to say yes or record your voice. Because then they can use that to make it seem like you authorized something down the road that you didn't. So just be careful.
Just don't answer the phone if it's from a number you don't know. That's what I, or even if it's from a number you know. Just send everybody to voicemail. That's the best way to do it. A burglar broke into somebody's house near Toronto, and I'm going to do my very best to keep this somewhat clean because this story is just insane. They took some jewelry. They took some clothes. They also took some prescription medication as well, but they did leave something behind. Behind is definitely a very strong word to use in this conversation. They did do it in the toilet. Yes. The burglar left behind what you'd think and didn't even have the courtesy to flush it. Can you imagine come home, your house has been broken into, they stole a bunch of stuff, and they also left you a surprise. And that's exactly what happened. But thankfully, cops found this woman. Yes, it was a woman, 22 years old. 3 days later, she was walking around in the victim's clothes. And they're like, wait a second, the clothes look familiar. And she's been arrested for breaking and entering, possessing stolen property, and forgetting to flush.
Ew. There's a man in North Carolina who was arrested after he was caught having relations with an 82-year-old woman's 2008 Toyota Avalon. That was a good year.
They are very sexy cars.
So she had been noticing what they're calling damage to her car for several years.
How aggressive was he?
Several years. But he was finally caught in the act. Here is the owner of the vehicle, Carolyn, explaining how the police caught the man.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning. And they took the films out, and they come back to the door and say, we got him this time. So they said, we got good films, we got good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see, so.
Poor Carolyn.
Monogamy's not dead. He was just, you weren't working with us. Danny and Sarah, do you remember Ed Smith? Not Ted Smith. Ed Smith, who made the news. He was in the news, a local guy. He was in the news for having, I think it's called like mecophilia. And he had attractions to vehicles. They would make love to him. He was featured on some channel, like on like Discovery Channel or
Weird Fetish.
Yeah, something along those lines. And he listened to our show. We had him on the show. He showed up to one of our listener parties, which was insane because I'm having a beer with the guy. And I'm introducing everybody like this is my friend who's like, you know, the president of a bank. But I'm like, this is Ed. He has sex with cars. And everyone's like, why are you so proud to share that?
Keep those thoughts on the inside.
I was so fired up to have everybody meet him. We even went on the microphone, like, say some love to Ed. And everyone's going crazy. Like, what is happening here? But apparently now he has a new friend, this person in North Carolina. Oh, man, a Kentucky guy, he went to some extreme measures to avoid paying child support. You know what he did? He pretended to be dead. His name's Jesse. He's 39 years old. He faked his own death to avoid paying more than $100,000 in outstanding child support. Apparently he admitted to making these claims of him being dead back in 2023 of January. He used credentials that he stole from a doctor in another state to do it. He even accessed Hawaii's death registry system and created a fake death certificate for himself. He's going to face a lot of time behind bars and also potentially be fined $500,000.
Those kids are going to get that money.
You hope. That's just insane. As far as weather, we're going to hit. Well, the Mariners are playing tonight, so good luck to the Mariners. They're at home against the Reds. The weather's going to be a high of 53, some scattered showers. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.